and welcome to another Full Force News Burst brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris, Captain Dustbin Lid Iron McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the recent FSS 8.0 reveal by the G.I. Joe Collectors Club are Brian, this news has made my pants sticky hickey. And Adam, the club have granted all my wishes riches. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club dropped a huge surprise into members' laps yesterday in the form of an electronic mail of mind-blowing proportions. Not only did they reveal their list of FSS 8 characters with details on each, but they also gave us the first image of Captain Gridiron to boot. In classic Full Force style, we thought it would be a good idea to discuss each of the final FSS character choices, what they may end up looking like, and to go through this first reveal of the good Captain himself. We will also give our predictions on the Mystery 13th figure, because of course we will. Let's start with Captain American Football first. So, Captain Gridiron, guys, let's go through him. Adam, first up, this was a character that you were quite interested in seeing at some point. Are you happy they've done him, and how do you think he's turned out?
I am extremely happy they've done him, but I'm going to start off by saying that I'm just going to give a little disclaimer here. As of this recording, April 7th, 2018, I don't have any insider knowledge. I haven't done any card art for these yet. And anything I say on this news burst is strictly my guesses or opinions as a fan. So basically just don't read into any of my comments as clues, because even if they had them, I wouldn't be at liberty to talk about them. So with that out of the way.
Amazing.
Gridiron. Yeah, this figure returned the kickoff for a touchdown.
Nice.
If this is a sign of things to come, I am totally thrilled.
Are you first down for this figure?
No doubt. I was going to try to think of a million football puns.
I know, I've already run out. I've literally already run out. Punt returns. What?
Yeah. You know, as a lifelong football fanatic, and with Gridiron being one of the very first and most beloved G.I. Joe figures I ever had, this one is just working for me on every level. I think the new helmet sculpt looks great, the build is spot on, the accessories are awesome, and honestly, for me, I almost suspect this figure is going to be my FSS Super Bowl 8 MVP, and I haven't even seen any of the others yet, so.
Oh, that's amazing. Brian, what do you think of Captain Gridiron?
Loved look at this figure. Initially, when I kind of saw the orange pants, I wasn't, I don't know, kind of mixed feelings on it, but I like those kind of lower legs, the same kind of lower legs on the G.I. Joe Retaliation Troopers.
Yeah.
And I could totally see this guy working in my sort of Army Builder collection. Really like it. Love the rugby ball. The rugby ball is absolutely
nice.
Brilliant. But yes, no, first impressions, really like this. Obviously, the Photoshop mock-up, you know, I'm very forgiving of these. I understand there's limitations there, and they don't really represent the figures. But first impressions there, I think this is a sweet figure for sure.
I have to agree. I think he looks pretty cool, actually, considering, you know, the use of existing parts seem to work really well. Like I said, that new helmet is just freaking amazing. Like I think it looks really good. My only down is not from what we're seeing, but from what we're not seeing, and that is like the fact that the original came with multiple football grenades, which I thought would have been a nice touch to have a couple, you know. But at least this way he carries all of his stuff. I suppose that's been taken into consideration. No backpack, so that really cool backpack he had with the little kind of bit at the bottom, like the little peg at the bottom that would hold one of those football grenades. That insane four-way like missile launcher contraption thing, you know. I'm a bit sad that he doesn't have that stupid gun, even though it's really stupid. But other than that, I think the actual figure looks absolutely superb, really striking. I love the colors, how they work together. I love the parts they've used. But anyway, amazing first figure reveal. Looking forward to the next one, which I believe is going to be Fast Draw, if the club are anything to go by with their lineup order. So Fast Draw, I mean, wow. I did a top 10. I'm going to also make a statement at the beginning of this video, close to the beginning of this video. I did two top 10 most wanted G.I. Joe videos recently, one for G.I. Joes, one for Cobras, and other assorted enemies. And I managed to get 6 out of the 12 over those two top 10s. So I'm I'm actually feeling quite good about myself in the 50% percentile there. The six I didn't get, funnily enough, one was the red laser, which I didn't even mention. I didn't even mention red laser in my list, mainly because I felt like, because it would just be a Cobra Commander repaint, that it wouldn't necessarily have that much impact. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I felt it didn't even really, I didn't even really need to give him or Red Jackal any kind of like any love in that arena, because they're just Destro and Cobra Commander repaints. But the fact they've popped him in there, I'm kind of like, now I'm thinking, oh, you know, that could be quite interesting. I'm looking forward to that. The other six that are in there, I'm actually really psyched about as well, and we'll get to them in a second. But let's start with Captain Gridiron and give a rating of choice, as in like to say that, you know, how good is this as a choice for the FSS 8? And with Captain Gridiron, Adam, where would you kind of rate him as a good choice on this list?
Oh, how are we rating? Are we doing potatoes
of
again?
Of course we're doing potatoes.
And five being the greatest?
Exactly.
10.
Okay, so 10 for Captain Gridiron. Yeah. Brian, what would you go for in a choice of Captain Gridiron on this list?
I mean, look, I'm really happy with this selection overall. Captain Gridiron, I'd be going in with five potatoes.
Brilliant.
On this.
I'm also going in with five potatoes, even though Adam's ruined it all with his hyperbole. What about?
I just want people to understand how much I love this figure.
What about Fast Draw? So, Adam, what about Fast Draw for you? Is this a figure you've been like pining for at all?
You know, the 1987 lineup is one of my top 3 years of G.I. Joe figures of all time, and that's largely due to the movie. But to be honest, Fast Draw was never a particular favorite of mine, so I don't really have much opinion on this one. I'm happy for the people that wanted him, which I know is a lot of people. But with the Pursuit of Cobra Duke / Metalhead Rocket Launcher Paxi in use again here, I think that takes a little away from what makes him distinct as a character.
I noticed that was written in the detailing, wasn't it, that he's going to come with the 8 missile firing cannon. And I think everyone expected it, but nobody wanted it. it's like okay, but I think if the figure's done really well, I think we could be in for a pretty cool, you know, a cool figure. But we will see in a few days. I imagine next week we'll start seeing more reveals. Brian, what are your thoughts on Fast Draw?
I really like the just looking at kind of reference pictures of the 87 figure, you know, I like that sort of pretty cool sort of sci-fi look. And when you look at the accessories that they're planning to release, look, that's sort of the backpack with the projectile launcher. There's a lot of detail in there, you know, the removable helmet, the removable mask. There's potential to make this like a really cool figure if they can get the right parts for the main body.
I agree. I think if they can get that, because it's going to be difficult trying to get that almost scaly kind of, not scaly, but you know, that kind of like, what's the chainmail-y kind of effect on his, on, you know, on the all padded effect on the kind of grey areas of his suit. So I think that is going to be quite difficult. But I mean, I for one love this character, this figure. He was only in, like, that I can recall, like, one comic in the UK, and it was one of the European missions, I believe. That became European missions in the US, was actually Action Force Monthly out here. And in that, he kind of takes on two pieces of a Cobra Maggot that come towards him, and he just blows them both up with his rocket backpack. And I just thought the guy was cool as hell. The figure, I really loved the figure, mainly because there were so many different things going on it. There was like hoses plugged in. There was, those missiles would like tilt up and down, so it would be like, you know, when it was ready to fire, they would tilt down, and it was just so bad. I love the design. I love the fact he was basically just this, I don't know, very vulnerable missile delivery system. But at the same time, like, it was, he could be a bit more like, you know, he could run away from stuff, but then like stop and then fire at somebody. And there was, I don't know, there was something quite cool about that. I think him and the Flak Vipers would have been cool as enemies, even though the Flak Vipers are firing at air to ground to air, you know, air, what are they called? Planes. Aircraft. Okay, so Fast Draw then, Adam.
3.
And that's fine. Yeah. We understand the reasoning why.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
and B, Ryan.
I'm going to go in. Again, you know, I like this figure and potentially what they could do with this. I'm going to go with a 4 on this one.
I'm actually going to go for a 5 because I love Fast Draw so much. So 2 for 2 for me so far. Now we move into a very interesting character indeed. Red Laser God. I mean, Red Laser. Let's start with Brian on this one, being a UK dude. What do you think of this as an inclusion to the list?
Red Laser, the ultimate laser god!
Not happy then.
I'm delighted to see kind of a classic Red Shadow character. Mixed feelings, really, actually. I am delighted, but at the same time, it's like it's just a small nod to the Red Shadows. We've never really seen them kind of represented properly in the modern era articulation style. But obviously really happy that they've planned to release them. Curious as well, they're talking about the removable helmet that's going to come with the figure. So, you know, is it, you know, what's going to be underneath the helmet? Is it just going to be, you know, like a bog standard painted Red Shadow mask? Or will we see like a real character, like maybe a new head sculpt perhaps in there?
It's like Inspector Gadget claw action figure all over again, isn't it? I will flash that up on the screen as well for those that weren't aware that the action figure was the first time they ever revealed the face of the claw from the cartoon show, and they did it in such a cool way. The packaging had a sticker over the face, so you had to actually buy the figure and then open it to actually see what he looked like, which I thought was really cute, like little way of doing it. But anyway, so yeah, spoiler alert for any 80s Inspector Gadget fans. So yeah, carry on, Brian, about Red Laser, sorry.
Just looking at the description here. So we have his removable helmet, his advanced combat rifle.
Nice.
Curious to know what that is. Laser pistol. Red Shadow's flag, I think, is going to be a nice touch in there.
Very interesting.
So I'm fully expecting them to just take the Retaliation Ultimate Cobra Commander, repaint that with the new head and helmet. And why not? Because that's all Red Laser was back in the 80s. He was a Cobra Commander repaint.
Yeah.
And it would be great to have. I'd really like to get this figure and use this figure on my Laser Exterminator vehicles.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So looking forward to this. Maybe if it, you know, there might be opportunities to army build this figure. I know it's a very expensive kind of figure to even consider that, but depending on how generic maybe the body sculpt looks, maybe it could be easily customized with some accessories to create more like a standard Red Shadow Trooper as well. So, you know, really curious to see what happens here, and obviously delighted that they've chosen to have to represent the Red Shadows in this lineup.
Awesome. What about Adam? I know you couldn't give two thirds of a about no, I'm kidding. What do you think about Red Laser's inclusion?
Well, if you go back and listen to some of my first appearances on Full Force, it's obvious my knowledge of Action Force is very limited.
Lols.
So there's really not much for me to say on this one. I think the original is a really nice looking figure, and obviously it's probably safe to assume this one will follow suit, as it'll be a similar Cobra Commander build redeco.
Yeah.
Other than the removable helmet, which I'm definitely intrigued by.
That's definitely a point that they've added that to. I think they've kind of added another level to this particular, you know, choice. I love the fact that he comes with a flag. I also love the fact that I'm kind of, when you look at the older figure, Red Laser, I for ages didn't realize it was a Cobra Commander repaint. And I know that sounds really dumb, but the fact that they paint over the chrome and give him these little eye slots at the top really does, for me, make a difference to that figure. It makes a difference to the extreme that I didn't even realize it was Cobra Commander.
It almost changes the shape of his head.
Exactly. And I think that if they can somehow recreate that onto the newer build stuff, because I know that the some things don't necessarily translate into the modern era, because, you know, the designs kind of morph a little bit to a degree. So, and I know the new Cobra Commander is a lot more leaner, looks a lot better than the old Cobra Commander did in terms of that repaint. So I will be interested to see how that goes. I can't wait to see what head they do. I'm thinking balaclava, in all honesty. I'm thinking red balaclava. And then a red flag, which was... a Red Shadow's flag, which sounds amazing. Okay, a quick potato rating. Brian, for this one?
I'm going with a 10. Got to go in with a 10 on this.
Sweet. I'm also going to go 10, and then Adam can bring it. Adam can drag the average back down with a...
I feel bad that, like, I have to keep qualifying these, because it's not the figure. The figure is probably going to be awesome, but just for the actual character inclusion, like, a 2.
Again, this is all very personal from a fan perspective. This is all something of, like, what we've wanted to see as well. Like, it's what these figures are like. I mean, I love the fact that we're getting Captain Gridiron, Fastdraw, and Red Laser, because they cover different areas of my fandom. You know, obviously, if you don't have the connection there, is totally understandable. And again, you like you say, this is simply about their choice of characters.
Yeah, and I should say the Vacation in the Shadows box set, like, I love the Red Laser in there. I think the stuff that Larry's put in the comic recently with the Red Shadows has been really cool. So, like, it's not a lack of love for the design or even the character. It's just, if this is the last 13, would I put him in there? Probably not.
Yeah.
Just to back up what Adam is saying there, it does feel a little bit that it's a little too late. If there had been other Red Shadow characters dropped in over the last number of years from the club, like in that modern articulation style, you might feel that they're kind of closing it off or rounding it off nicely with this figure. But it's, as I say, it's the only one that we've really gotten. So it's maybe a missed opportunity.
Well, I have a theory here. Call it a hunch. Don't call it a comeback. No, call it a hunch. I think that Hasbro has plans to do some sort of SDCC thing with, say, characters like Baron Ironblood and the Red Shadows because Black Major, because of their recent use in the IDW comics in First Strike, Revolution, Revolutionaries, and so on. I think they have plans to do something with those characters, and that's why the club haven't done anything with those characters, because it seems like an absolute no-brainer to me that in the final FSS 8 you'd want to go out with the strongest international figure that was available, like, you know, a one that covered the bases that everyone has always wanted that hasn't been done in the modern era. To me, that would be someone like a Baron Ironblood or a Black Major, who's been in Larry's IDW comic for like constantly since 189. So, you know,
he's been here for years, putting suckers in fear.
Or even like a crazy updated Mouton, like the one that was in Larry's comic, which is just f-ing awesome. But yeah, and there's so many different characters I would have put ahead of Red Laser, in all honesty. So anyway, that's my hunch. And let's move through to another one that I know Adam is going to be wetting his pants over, and that is Bulletproof. Adam, take it away with Bulletproof.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because, you know, I've got plenty of love for DEF. I just wish they'd started this sooner. But if they're only going to get around to doing a couple of modern DEF updates, I think this was certainly the right pick. And also, you know, he was in Battlecore too. So, I think this one's a total home run. Can't wait. This definitely is a 5 for me.
I just want to make something clear on this. The club have noted it's the 92 action figure. And if you look on, you know, if you check doing kind of the research on these figures, there are two versions of Bulletproof. One with like a subdued kind of paint scheme. And then the follow-up figure that was done in the kind of the Battlecore range was like crazy bright. Like the yellow one is really pops. The green is like, you know, ridiculously bright. But that came out in 93. So it's definitely going to be that subdued.
But then they also call him the Battlecore's commander. So, you know, don't read into any of this.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point. Maybe they couldn't use DEF. But anyway, that's very interesting. So
marijuana has become legal in some states. So so his fight's over.
So maybe it's one of those things that the club are just messing with us and we have no idea. I mean, what would you prefer to see, Adam? Would you prefer to see the really bright colors, or would you prefer to see that more subdued kind of practical DEF paint scheme?
I normally am always a fan for the more outlandish colors, but I actually think on Bulletproof I like the more subdued tan versus the yellow.
And what about you, Brian? What are your thoughts on Bulletproof?
I think the accessories could really make this figure. The removable grenade bandolier, the rocket launcher with projectile. You know, well, I mean, it could be just another Rise of Cobra rocket launcher.
It will be a Rise of Cobra one. They're the only ones they have their hands on, aren't they?
But and in terms of the colours, yeah, I mean, I'd prefer that more kind of muted, kind of modern military type of look to the colour scheme. But, you know, I've the orange pants on Gridiron have really grown on me in the last 24 hours. So who knows, even a more kind of, you know, bright, fantastic type colour scheme could work really well.
I'm definitely excited to see this figure done, but the same as with Adam here, and in a very similar way that we discussed at Red Laser, there's so many other characters in this little sub team that you kind of wanted to see prior to this, and you just think back to all those spots in FSS's gone by where you think that, you know, that could have been a better choice there. There could have been a better choice there. There could have been a better choice there. And I know, like, it's all very personal, and some people will want, you know, a particular figure and they want to, you know, they either want to complete their original 13 or they want to complete, you know, they want to get that the right colors for Grand Slam, for example. So you can kind of understand some of the decisions at the time. But when it comes to this point and we're running out of time, you think, oh, we could have had the DEF as a sub-team, as a set. We could have had, you know, the Red Shadows as a set. We could have had this, we could have had that. And you kind of think, oh, and it does, you know, it kind of bugs me a little bit that we're not getting the other figures. But in terms of a potating on this list, Adam, what would you give Bulletproof?
5.
And Brian?
I'm going to go in with a 5 on this as well. I mean, I like this kind of the military figures, and I think this guy could be a good fit, you know, in this run.
I'm a massive fan of DEF as well, and I'm going to have to say 5. So far, I have not wavered in my scores. That may change here because I'm just not quite sure about this next character. Lieutenant Clay Moore. Adam, what do you think about this as an inclusion? And why do you think they've gone in this direction necessarily?
This one really doesn't do much for me. I never really cared about his cartoon appearance, and the one figure he had previously was kitbashed from other characters, so I just don't know. I mean, the saying is they can't all be winners, but I think this FSS looks like it's going to be pretty darn close to being all winners,
yeah.
And this is one of the few spots where it misses the mark a little for me. And I know I'm skipping ahead here a little, but I probably would have replaced this spot with Banzai, which is another figure that wouldn't have required any new tooling, but I think would have been much better received.
No, I have to agree with this one. I mean, I vaguely remember his cartoon appearance, and I know the figure came out and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's such a simple figure that you could probably even do this, like anybody could do this with two different figures. You have your kind of like trooper from like, you can use any one of those troopers that have come out over the years, and you get like one of the black characters' heads, and you just think, you know, there you go, you've done a Claymore. Like, it's very, very simple, like easily done. And you've even got the removable helmet on Cobra Troopers now, so it's like, it's such an easy figure to do. And it kind of makes me think that this is as a spot for the FSS 8. I don't really get it. I mean, is it, have people like clamored for this figure in the modern era? Because I have never heard I've never heard of this being really banded about as a figure that people wanted.
Well, I should say this. In the cartoon, he looks more just like a generic Cobra Trooper. And the figure that he had makes use of the Ice Cream Soldier body and Balrog's head. So that one was a lot more design heavy. He looked more like a unique character.
Yeah.
If they go with this as just a you know, generic Cobra Trooper who happens to be black, I actually think that would be really cool, because then he'd be the first one in modern era. And that seems like a natural fit to have if you're building an army. But
is that true? Because I thought there were black troopers in, there were definitely black troopers in one of the six, one of the big packs that was like, was it like Snake Eyes versus or someone versus some troops? I'm sure there was a black character in there. And I wasn't aware there wasn't a black character in the
I really don't think so.
If that's
not of just like the basic like blue shirt kind.
Right. In that case, I take it all back. I think that it needs to happen. Then in that case,
if he's like that, I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
But if he's a more distinct look, then I'm not as into it.
Well, it says, doesn't it, inspired by the Sumbo cartoon and 2007 G.I. Joe Collectors Club design. So again, they're really making it so that you're thinking, well, it could be one of both, it could be a bit of both. I wonder where they're going to go with it. He's not getting a new head, so it's going to be a reused head sculpt. And then that would suggest that, you know, it is a bit of a kit bash that they're throwing together here just to kind of save some money in the FS8. But I don't know if, I'm not sure if that's necessary at this stage, is it? One figure? But anywho, Brian, what do you think of the inclusion?
Well, I think of the Cobra Shock Troopers. I think of the Pursuer Cobra Shock Troopers, which is one of my favourite figures, G.I. Joe figures.
Yeah.
So if you're going to bring, I've no attachment to the character of kind of Lieutenant Claymore, but if you were going to bring in a Shock Troopers commander, they really need to look like they fit with that, in my head, the Pursuer Cobra Shock Trooper squad. And I've kind of army built a number of those figures. So, you know, to have a commander for one of those squads, he need to feel like he's part of the, you know, part of that team or that squad in terms of his look.
That's a very good point, yeah.
looking at the reference picture for the Sunbow cartoon, he kind of looks like a generic, you know, blue Cobra Trooper.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the accessories that are really going to make him stand out. So I don't know. Overall, what I like this collection or this set of figures, maybe Claymore is one of my least favourites in the mix.
Do you know what? Since you said the thing about the Shock Troops Commander, because obviously that is in the title of his name, now I'm thinking they're going to be doing it, they're going that route with it, and he'll be Claymore head on a kind of Shock Troops body. Not obviously that simple. I'm sure they'll make other, like, you know, changes there.
There's going to be Shock Trooper parts? Knock me over with a feather.
Adam's favorite reuse. But yeah, we'll see on this one. I'm gonna keep an open mind. In terms of a character choice, though, I think there are far, far more characters that needed an inclusion here. There are a ton of different Vipers from Cobra. There's like so many different, I mean, there's another five Joe characters that I would have had over this guy, including someone like Super Trooper, you know, like, I know, again, it's a bit mental and a bit wild, but these are the kind of figures that could do really well in an updated modern version. Like, we've seen it before, how Raptor came out, how, you know, certain other kind of crazier characters turn out in the modern styling, looking absolutely incredible. So anyway, rating for this one, Adam?
Just based on character selection, one.
Brian, what about you?
I'm gonna go to three. I'll be hopeful that they might do something great with this figure, but, you know, no real attachments to, say, to Lieutenant Claymore, so yeah, three for me.
And I'm gonna go with three also, because of similar reasons. I think that it could have been given to a different spot, could have been utilized here. Okay, next up is Clutch. What do you think about this one, Adam?
I know for the people that want a modern update of every vintage figure that this checks a box on the list. And I suppose it's appropriate that his tan compatriot Grunt was featured in FSS1. So it's kind of nice to close the book with the other tan driver.
Yeah.
But to me, he's just not that interesting. I probably would have preferred Listen and Fun Tripwire over Clutch if we're just doing vintage updates for the sake of updates.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a fan of the more outlandish color schemes.
Or Tiger Force Tripwire. But yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, either one of those.
But the 2008 Clutch with a few part swaps is a perfectly good figure and a welcome addition to the collection as the last modern update that completes 1984. So I think he's pretty cool.
I think this one is a case of filling a gap, isn't it, in the collection. And again, I'm all for that. They're kind of covering certain areas. At least there's one area that's been covered, you know.
Yeah.
Brian, what about you?
I really like the Pursuit of Cobra Clutch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know if you know, it's going to be very difficult to top that figure. So maybe a repaint, you know, in the tan colors of that figure, I think would still be pretty cool. But yeah, other than that, I think, you know, this is not a bad choice. But I think there's other modern era versions of Clutch out there that are going to be, you know, I don't think they're going to top us for sure.
Yeah, I mirror your thoughts on that one, guy, on those one, guys. I think that it's been quite a solid lineup up until the last two for me in terms of character choice. But now I'm kind of like, okay, there's the other filler for me. The rest of it, though, I mean, to say that, like, the FSS for me is, like, so far with the character choice, I'm happy with all but two. I mean, that's not bad for me. That's a pretty good return. And even so, I think Claymore is going to surprise us all. I think that's going to be something that they do something slightly different with, and it could be really cool. I will look forward to see what they do with Clutch. But moving through, let's get a potating on Clutch. Adam.
He wouldn't have been a first pick for me, but I think just because 1984 specifically has had, like, perfect 100% spot on modern era figures for every character, and he's going to finish that. I think he's got to be a four just because of that.
Awesome. And Brian?
I'm going to go with a three on this one. You know, like I say, I think they're not going to beat anything that's out there already for this guy. So yeah, three potatoes.
Three potatoes for me as well. I think straight down the middle. I'm not that interested in having the character done when there are a ton other kind of characters out there that could be put in that spot. But that's the only reason he's being pulled down, because I think it could be a very good, cool-looking figure. Moving through to Greg Natale, or Blizzard. Now, I'm starting this one because I've wanted Blizzard. That's how you pronounce it, by the way. It's not. I've wanted Blizzard for so long. Like, this was one of those toys I got for Christmas, like, you know, on card with the cut. I got, I think, maybe four G.I. Joes that Christmas on card, and then some cool vehicles. But on that Christmas day, I remember getting those and seeing that Blizzard on card, all the accessories. I was just like, holy shit, this is the best G.I. Joe I've ever had. Like, he just looks, up to that point, this just looks unbelievably cool. He looked really neat. Like, he had all those accessories, that crazy backpack with the handlebars that turned into some sort of ski-mobile type thing. You know, like, it was just next level. The guns were interesting. The design was next level. The helmet was cool. And I just thought, yeah, there's no beating this. And then a few years later, they released the Tiger Force Blizzard in Europe. And I was like, oh, I was wrong. They could do better. So I have been after this guy for a long time. So I'm super, super happy he's finally made it in FSS 8. I'm a bit upset we're not going to see Tiger Force Blizzard. We never know. We'll maybe talk about that in the 13th part section in a second. But I'm just happy they've done him, and that at some point we can get, maybe, I don't know, some crazy other universe, we might see a Tiger Force Blizzard at some stage. But I'm just really happy to see this guy. He looks, I'm excited to see how he looks. I'm a little bit anxious to see what they do and how they do him. Removable Arctic coat, so he may be looking very similar to Sub-Zero. Sniper rifle, backpack, skis, ski poles. Now, he's getting ski poles in this one. That's something the actual figure never had, the original, which I always thought was interesting. But Adam, what do you think about Blizzard?
I think the character selection is great, but it's going to be very interesting to see what the build on this one is. The description lists him as having a removable Arctic coat, which obviously points to only one of a few options.
Yeah.
But I was almost thinking, if they really wanted to try going vintage accurate, the airtight torso already has that raised vertical stripe running down the center, so maybe just using like a removable fur collar or hood piece would give something a little closer.
Oh yeah, like that. Yeah, that's a shame. That could look kind of like that Frostbite thing that he had. That Frostbite.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah. So for this one, this is just a real wait and see for me. I mean, I hope it turns out great. I hope all of them do. And I love the character, but hard to say much beyond that without knowing what it actually looks like.
Yeah, I think more excitement at the moment for me. What about you, Brian?
I like the snow troopers that have been, or snow themes troopers that have been produced by the club.
Yeah.
And when we had snow here a few weeks back, got the iceberg figure, you know, just came out, dusted off, got him off the shelf, and just had a lot of fun with those figures playing out in the snow. So happy to see Blizzard. I think, you know, looking at their track record, I think they'll do a good job of this. So yeah, I think it's a good choice.
Awesome. Let's go for a potatings here. I'm going full on 10 potatings. Sack of potatings for me. Adam, what about you?
The character is definitely 5. The execution, we shall see.
And what about you, Brian?
Going in, similar to Adam, I'm going to go with a 5 on this. Happy to see the character. And execution-wise, I think they'll pull this one off. I think that they'll do a good job. So happy to go with a 5 potating for Blizzard. Blizzard.
Sweet. Blizzard is going to be amazing, I hope. Moving through to another massive, massive character that I feel like I called was going to happen based on the fact we had Hardtop, and that is Payload. Now, I know Adam's probably lost his payload in the few since seeing this list. What do you think about Payload as an addition here, Adam?
Well, I'll be honest. This one is probably the most concerning for me out of the whole set. I'm a huge fan of the original. Like I said earlier, I love the 1987 line. I love the Defiant. I love Space. I think Hardtop turned out great. And so I really want this one too as well. But to try and pull off a great payload with no new tooling is definitely going to be tricky. And there's been some really genius builds from the club recently. So I have faith that if they didn't feel confident in this being a winner, they wouldn't have bothered with it. But again, it's just wait and see.
I wonder if they're going to use one of those Eco Warriors helmets for him. Is it Clean Sweep that's got the different helmet? I think it's Clean Sweep. Maybe that would be utilized. Do you think that could be kind of, you know, dolled up to maybe look like Payload's helmet?
I have no idea how, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin on this one, honestly.
This, like, he's got so many different specifically Payload parts, doesn't he? Like, that's, yeah, I know what you mean. There's going to be a real difficult one.
There aren't really any other modern, like, astronaut-type builds you can even take pieces from, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was also kind of hoping we'd see Countdown at some stage. Like, I think you could probably do a helmet that would cover both Countdown and Payload, you know, like a somewhere in the middle type sculpt design for a new piece that could be, you know, used multiple times. But yeah, it's going to be tough. This is really just about the character choice more than anything. Brian, what do you think about Payload being included here?
I've obviously said a few times on the show that I really like the kind of science fiction look characters, you know, from G.I. Joe. And so really happy to see Payload here. And if I remember correctly, I think we saw a payload in A Real American Hero 249.
Yep, we did. Landing the shuttle.
Landing the shuttle there. So I think it's great to see this character kind of being represented in this lineup here. But as Adam said, how are they going to do this character really well with the existing tooling that they have? So could be a challenge to pull that off for sure.
It would have been a hell of a lot easier for them to do payload version 3 or version 4 or version 5, where it's like a, you know, it's kind of, you know, they've got the parts for that pretty much.
Well, especially because that figure is a straight up repaint of Eco Warrior's Barbecue, which is a figure we're still waiting on. So then you could have gotten a perfect second use out of it.
Well, yeah, too late for second uses now, mate. No, yeah, totally. Payload for me is definitely one I wanted to see at some point. Him and Hardtop can now be like reunited and it feels so good, but you know, no Defiant, so maybe HasLab Project. I'm just kidding. What about potatings for this one, Adam?
The character is definitely a 5.
Okay, and Brian?
I'm going in with a 5 on this. Hope they really do a good job at the execution, but you know, in terms of character and thoughts of what they could do with this, really happy. So 5 potatoes.
I'm also going 136 potatoes because it's payload. A payload of potatoes is what I'm going for. Unfortunately, we've lost Brian for the next few reveals, so it's just Adam and I to continue. Basically, Brian has just got killed, so no, I'm kidding, he's fine. Everything's fine, he's just had to run off, and unfortunately, we've lost him. So, Adam, let's talk about the next one. Now, this one for me, this is a confusing one for me, because in one side, I want the character really bad, but on the other side, I want the original character really bad. Now, they have stated clearly it's the 2003 version, right? Now,
they have.
Or 2003 version 2. So they've made it very clear, because in 2003, there were like, there was actually a release of the original Overkill in different colours as well. But they've made it clear that this is a version 2, 2003 version. And they've also said that he comes with a human face mask. So it's definitely, definitely that 2003 version. And I'm
that's like me.
And I'm kind of like, as you know, it's a cool character. It's a cool looking figure, you know, very reminiscent of the Overkill in the Devil's Due comic. And I am kind of like, okay, cool. But at the same time, I really, really wanted that original version. So we're getting Overkill, but we're not getting Overkill. What are your thoughts on this one, Adam?
I'm a lot like you. I mean, I've seen plenty of customs over the years that give me the impression that a reasonable approximation of the 92 figure could have been made with only a retooling of the original head and some clever kit bashing.
Yeah.
Which, if I had to guess, would probably be the preference for most people over the JVC or Spy Troops. That said, I do like the 2000s era Overkill, and I think if this one turns out good, he could be a really cool figure, but I would have preferred the original robot version.
Yeah, and I think based on that, you're right, though. The 2003 figure is still pretty cool. And if we're getting like features like a removable human mask, that's pretty neat. So we're going to get some sort of maybe robotic head underneath or something. Do you think they'd be doing that?
I have no idea. That it's a really weird, like, I thought maybe they could do like the head from the Montezuma skeleton, but like in chrome, so he's got like the T-1000 kind of, you know, like that would be cool.
Yeah, possibly. That would be really
neat. Yeah, really hard to say.
It is hard to say because there's no precedent, and there's not saying new head sculpt or anything like that, so. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And what does human face mask mean? You know, so there's a lot of intrigue on this.
Maybe they've actually used an actual human and just stuffed it on there. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's give a potating for this Overkill character. What are your thoughts on the actual, you know, the choice of character here?
Well, Overkill as a character is 5, but because this is the version 2, I'm going to go with 3.
I'm going to completely mirror what you've just said. I would have been 1,000% down for that amazing, amazing original Overkill. Because it's this version, it loses a few potatoes. But I still, the figure that they did in 2003 is still really strong. So I think, yeah, you're right. It's a 3 for me too. Sorry, a 3. And next up, we have the Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol Trooper, Recoil. Now, I am super, super stoked for this. This was one that was in my list as well, my top 10 most wanted G.I. Joes in the modern era list. So I'm super stoked we're going to get this guy. We're not getting any new head sculpts or anything like that. So this one is probably going to utilize one of the Battleforce 2000 heads, would you say?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what, and I think that's what makes this one interesting, because...
Oh, he's got a removable helmet. I didn't even see that. Sorry. He gets you. So he'll have a removable helmet. Interesting. Will that change your mind about what you were going to say?
Well, maybe. I mean, he's getting his original mind case and weapon retooled. So I think that, plus, you know, he has a really unique deco pattern. And so I think that those elements will make him feel really close to the original. But with him not getting a new head, I guess, you know, it does raise the obvious question, what heads are available that are a relatively close match? Because, you know, ultimately that is where the personality lies.
I'm trying to rack my brain as to what they're going to use here. If it's a removable helmet, then...
It's just a regular head with a Lego brick on top. Because that's what that helmet always looked like to me.
Do you know what? It was funny that I think...
Oh, sorry. Creo brick.
Yeah, it's a Creo brick.
Oh, was it?
The Kopf. It's a Kopf helmet, because they're the knockoff ones of the G.I. Joe figures. No, the original figure, I think the helmet was what put me off him. Because if you take the helmet off, that weird kind of angular helmet... Like, he's actually really freaking cool looking. Like, you know, the digital camo is amazing. Like, all of his equipment's cool. He's got, like, personality in the face with, like, the kind of, you know, the covered eyes, like, in the kind of shades kind of situation. So I think maybe, would it be, like, Lifeline's head they use with the shades on them? Or will it be, like, you know, I'm really interested to see what they've done here. Like, I don't know what we're going to see. I'm going to have to scour Yojo for removable helmet. You know, options.
The Lifeline head makes sense here, except we just saw him recently as Pathfinder, and you know, the helmet is, so I don't know, this is just a real curiosity for me more than anything.
Yeah, I'm again, if we're talking character inclusion, I'm gonna go with the five potatoes, but if we're talking like execution wise is wait and see. We need to, I can't wait for these reveals.
Yeah, I mean, for me, definitely a five on the character as well.
Awesome. Now let's move through to possibly one of the ones for you that's probably the best. I'm just going to go out and say it and speak on your behalf. Take us through Bushido.
Well, first things first, my prayers have been answered. You can...
in a double whammy, may I add, because he gets a new samurai face mask.
Well, so I'm one step closer to completing my modern Ninja Force team, and nothing not to love about that. So from that standpoint, this is pure win. But there is one little thing to address that I'm definitely curious about, and you got to be real careful with the wording. So the description for this figure says that it features, and I quote, new samurai face mask. And for his accessories, it includes removable samurai helmet with face mask. So I'm not sure what to make of that. If I had to guess, just based on that wording, it might point to the Bludgeon or FSS7 Budo helmet here with an additional new face mask piece. And that I'm just not sure about. So as you can imagine, I'm quite excited to be getting the character, but I'll be very interested to see how the execution is.
I wonder if, I mean, you know, they must, I wonder if it would be cheaper for them just to do a full-on helmet in one go. But then looking at what maybe some ways around that for them, and they've seen that, oh, look, if we do this and we colour it this way, look how amazing it's going to look. So, you know, I'm hoping they're looking at it from that point of view and it's not like a super cost-cutting thing, because, you know, surely doing something like this intricate would be more fiddly, more difficult, more time-consuming than just making a new helmet for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and... I had always kind of thought that there aren't a lot of figures in the vintage line that you can just straight up take their head and retool it and it works on a modern era figure. It's usually guys that have helmets, like Darklon worked really well for that. And I actually thought this would have been one of the very few figures where you could probably get away with doing that, because his head is almost entirely covered by the helmet.
Yeah.
And so I'm almost more surprised that they didn't go that route. But, you know, again, it's so hard to really comment on any of these without really knowing what they look like. So this might be awesome. I don't know. I mean, I'm certainly thrilled with the character choice. The character is, you know, a 1,000 for me. So
you've got about 3 weeks before you see it, though, which is
a shame. Unfortunately, it's the second to last.
It's so. Far down the list. And and again, I agree. I think I'm just really happy we're getting another Ninja Force figure. I'm really happy Bushido's finally getting his, you know, his shine. And I think I personally think he'll turn out great. I can see them, the additional face mask element will probably just cover his eyes and leave that bottom part of his leave that bottom part of his face open. So I'm interested to see what they do and how they do it with that Budo mask, because that's the only samurai helmet that exists, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to seeing that one big time. And it's funny that they went with that as opposed to a much easier build in Bonzai, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, that would just be a shirtless body with a secondary over the top of it. You know, any old legs you could probably throw on him, and a head with the dice kind of thing going on. So, like, yeah,
the Blind Master mask from Retaliation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In fact, you could even use the recent Slaughter Marauder Spirit head, because he's got the ponytail.
Ponytail, exactly. Yeah,
so that one seems like a very easy to me.
I think that would have been a much easier thing for them, but fair dues if they're going this route with it, and they're, you know, maybe they've heard you talk about Bushido so often. They thought, you know, we should probably do Bushido.
They were like, man, we got to give Lloyd Goldfein some love.
Totally. The other thing I've got to mention here is we're running out of time in terms of, we've got, what, 1/13th figure and some exclusives to go. I mean, knowing in terms of characters what's to come. Do you think maybe the club might try and squeeze in some more stuff in between now and the end of their run? Do you think they're going to try and squeeze out some exclusives like, I don't know, like they do with the Heart Wrencher and the 4x4 and those kind of things, and the Transformers crossover stuff. Do you think they're going to try and squeeze some more stuff out of this?
It's really hard to say. I mean, I guess so much of that will depend on what kind of output we see at JoeCon. If they wanted to do one final box set, kind of like that Ninja Force one that just tied up some loose ends and maybe had a few of the missing sub-team guys, I'd be all for that. But yeah, they've already got so much on their plate right now as it is. I don't know.
We'll have a much better idea of what's going on after JoeCon. Like, so as soon as JoeCon happens and we've got the exclusives and we can see, you can kind of see everything that's on the table at that point, bar the mystery 13th figure, there'll be, you know, will that be the one thing we're waiting for to see what they're going to, like, you know, what's going to crown the FSS 8 and the last figure ever? Or will they be releasing more? All will be revealed, I suppose, at some point.
I really hope they do, just because a JoeCon without a reveal isn't a JoeCon, you know? We need something.
Exactly. We need 2 more years.
I want to be in that room when everyone loses their mind.
I would love if they dropped a 2 more years thingy again. I don't know what I would do. It would be weird. Let's get on to the last figure, and that is the another female figure, which is, you know, another welcome addition, and that's Munisha, and that is someone that I hadn't really given any thought towards as getting a new, you know, a new figure, a new modern build. But the thought, after like seeing the, after going with the fact they're going with the 2008 direct-to-consumer version, which has that kind of comics plague look, I'm like quite excited now to see what they do with her. What about you on this one?
I didn't really have any particular affinity for that era, so I'm not, I'm real kind of wherever on this one. I think that this is going to be a great figure, though, because the original is obviously just mostly made of Baroness pieces with a new head. And so with this figure getting a new head, it seems like this is pretty much foolproof. I think they're going to knock this one out of the park.
Yeah, because I think the figure's going to be one of those ones. Like, I was really impressed with Verona in hand. I thought she looked absolutely superb. What was the one previous to that, the female figure previous to that? It was
Steel Raven.
Oh, yes. Okay, Steel Raven. Absolutely loved her in hand as well. I thought she was a fantastic figure. I know we have a few differences of opinion in stuff like that, but I loved how the multi-layered effect of the jacket and the kind of lower part and everything. I actually thought she looked amazing. So I feel like the club, from a personal point of view, I feel like the club really do nail some of these female figures. That's probably bad wording, but you know what I mean. They do a really good job with these female figures, and I think the Munisha one, I've got high hopes for, really high hopes for. And again, initially when it was announced, okay, Munisha. You know, you hear the name so often, but you forget about the things like her direct-to-consumer figure and her comic appearance in The Plague and stuff like that. So I'm down now, and I can't wait to see what she looks like. In terms of a potating, I'm going to say, as a character choice, initially I was a bit like meh, but having more thought over it and more discussion about it, I'm more in the four department and in anticipation of what this figure is going to turn out like. What about yourself, Adam?
I think for me, in many cases, I mean, I have my handful of characters that I really want. No Secrets, Ninja Force, Cobra Law. But I think that for me, a really great figure almost supersedes character. And so I think if they really knock this one out of the park, like I suspect they will, then this is a 5 for me. It wouldn't have been a first ballot pick for me or anything, but yeah. I struggled to think of anything that you could do as well as easily. So
yeah.
For that, this is a 5.
Awesome. Now, before we move on to the next segment, I'd like to just run one more thing by you, and that is to say that out of the overall group that we're looking at here, as a percentage of characters you wanted to see like 100%, so how many in that 12 did you want, are you happy to see, like, did you want to actually have? And with the remaining spots left, I want you to fill in the characters that you'd want to see in that spot, if you know what I mean. So out of that 12, which ones are you 100% on? So it was Captain Gridiron, right?
Yeah, so Gridiron, Bulletproof, Blizzard, Payload, Recoil, and Bushido. As far as ones that I really wanted before we knew any of this lineup, I'm about 50%.
Yeah. And what other 6 figures would you have put in the place of the others, just out of interest?
Well, Banzai.
Yeah.
Globulus.
Yeah.
Royal Guard.
Yeah.
Probably would have maybe rounded it out with some more of the, like, 90-91 line. So maybe like a version 1 Undertow would have been cool. Stretcher.
Yeah.
Snow Serpent version 2 maybe.
Ooh, nice.
Major Altitude. Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Personally, I mean, I've done 2 top 10 videos. You can see mine. You just go to the YouTube channel on the Full Force YouTube channel. And have a look at those. But effectively, like, I would have replaced, say, Red Laser with Baron Ironblood, in, you know, if we're talking like the ultimate. But like, in terms of like overall, I was definitely in the ones in my picks, other than Overkill's character choice, I was about 50% as well. Six, it was Captain Gridiron, Fast Draw, Blizzard, Payload, Overkill, Recoil. So I was 6 as well, but if you count the fact that it was the original Overkill, I would replace that one with the original. I definitely, after seeing the 6 they've used, I'm down for all except Claymore and Clutch. So for me, I would just be removing 2. Well, 2 and maybe switching Red Laser out. So with Claymore and Clutch out of the picture, I would go with Hydro Viper, because oh my god, why hasn't that been done ever? Because it's too detailed and you can never get it right. And in terms of the Joes, I'd have to throw another Joe in there, and I'd probably suggest, this is a big one for me, Lightfoot. Now, it would have either been the regular version or the Nightforce version. Either way, I'd have been super stoked. But yeah, like Lightfoot and Baron Ironblood and the original Overkill and a Hydro Viper would have made that FS8 perfect for me. But in any case, I'm really happy with that lineup.
There's so many good options here, like Lightfoot, Secto Viper. I mean, this could really... I should also add to the list, if this is, you know, totally fantasy and there's no real limitations, I mean, Slaughter's Marauder, Sergeant Slaughter seems like an obvious one too. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
So basically, every figure that hasn't been made is what we'd replace them with.
As an overall, what would you give that lineup in terms of all the FSS8s? Where would you rate it in all the FSSs?
Like always, you know, remains to be seen what the actual figures look like and then seeing them again in hand, but just in this very early list lineup, I think this is a very solid lineup. It's definitely more killer than filler.
Agreed. Let's move on to the next segment, which is the final Mystery 13th figure. With 0 clues as to the last ever Mystery 13th figure to be thrown in with the FSS8, we decided to discuss some of the most likely and most wanted options. This is what we do best here at the Full Force, blind speculation. So first up, who do we expect to be in that position come the final shipment? Adam. Most likely.
Well, so this one is for all the marbles. This is a really tough one to predict. But more than that, I think this is going to be a very emotionally charged figure that's going to generate a lot of divisive response, because no matter what it is, when you think about it, this is it. This will be the last 3¾-inch modern era G.I. Joe figure anyone is guaranteed to see for an indefinite period of time. And the fan base has such varying opinions on what aspects of the brand they love that I think it will be virtually impossible to make everyone happy here. And this is also hard to predict because, of course, no one knows yet what the convention exclusives are. So, with all that in mind, I think it would be cool to either do something that is highly requested, like Globulus, but that's very unrealistic.
Yeah.
Or do something that maybe completes a set, like Banzai. But again, I think there'd be a lot of people that would be unhappy with a choice like that. So, I think probably the best option here would be to end on something really iconic. So, maybe like the 1994 Mail Away 30th Anniversary Joseph Colton, or maybe Sergeant Savage, since he came at the end of the original 3¾ line.
Interesting. Good choices, yeah.
Or maybe to homage a fun mail away, like Super Trooper or Create a Cobra, but I'd probably stay away from anything too niche for this one and try to really do something that will remind everyone just how much they love G.I. Joe and how great so much of the club's output has been over the years, and just really end it on a super high note.
Yeah, I could see them going in some sort of retro style, though. Or maybe even doing, you know how they've done the black and white with the 12-inch? Maybe like mm-hmm. a black and white 4-inch figure of the original G.I. Joe, you know, something like that. Again, just to be like, you know, like you say, you're not going to please everybody. So you do something that has that iconic, almost like underlining of the whole thing. And it's like, well, let's go back to the beginning and do something like that. Like, I could understand it being, you know, along those lines. I think you're right. No matter what they do, they're going to be, you're f***ed if you do and you're f***ed if you don't, effectively.
Yeah.
And this is just one of those things where people's opinions vary dramatically. Look at this show, for example. Whenever we do any ratings on anything and we ever talk to each other and discuss these things, they're all over the place. It'd be like, you know, some of us are super positive about some elements of it and negative about others, and vice versa for other people in the group. So it's like, you know, in six or seven people that you know, regularly jump in and on and off this show, you're talking about the biggest range of likes and all sorts. And we're all pretty much in a similar generation. So it's like a very... You know, it's very divisive no matter what you do. I agree with you. I think they should go with something more that ties the brand up in a nice little bow, as opposed to something that we've been, like, you know, highly requested by 65% of the fandom. You know, like, I think that it's, and that's probably a high number actually. When they say highly requested, I think it's more like 57%. But yeah, not necessarily what you expect to see, but what would you love to see in that spot? I think you've kind of already mentioned it with Globulus and Bushido, right?
Bonsai, but yeah.
Sorry, Bonsai, yeah.
Yeah, like, those would be probably my top picks. I mean, I also think that, you know, it's sort of the elephant in the room that the dojo head is reminiscent of Headman, so, and he's not in this lineup, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be almost criminal to not get him somewhere. So if he's not
criminal,
at the convention,
brilliant,
then,
genius.
Yeah, hey. So yeah, if he's not a JoeCon attendee exclusive, then I obviously think it's safe to look for him somewhere. But you know, he would certainly be a good option just on a personal level. But I don't think he's the right fit as the final figure.
Yeah. I agree. I want to see someone like Tiger Force Blizzard.
I had another idea, too.
Yes, go for it.
What about a translucent Zartan, which was the first ever membership figure?
Nice. Yeah. Translucent Ninja Force Zartan, yeah. Just to screw with everyone and be like, yeah, we didn't bother doing the regular version, so we give you a translucent. That would be cool. Yeah. Some like a hark back to them as a company is probably more likely going to happen anyway. I think that's something that they would probably be more inclined to do. To say, look, this was the first figure we ever did. Here you go, in the modern era. So, yeah.
Poetic in its simplicity.
Cool. I mean, I personally would love to see, I'd love to see Super Trooper. I'd love to see someone like Tiger Force Blizzard or Lightfoot or Night Force Lightfoot. Any of those kind of figures, you know, as a 13th, if we're not getting them elsewhere, would be awesome for me. But I agree with you. I think it's more likely we're going to get something that ties the whole thing up in a knot to say this has been the club's output and this is the bookend, you know. Anyways, so thanks anyway, Adam, for joining me, and thanks to Brian who had to peace out unfortunately a little way through the recording. Adam, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-hosts Brian, who had to leave, and Adam. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.